About the halfway point of camp, how do you think things are coming along as a team?
You know, I think they're coming along well. The team keeps on connecting and keeps on growing together, and it's amazing to watch. Every day we come out and we work, and, you know, it's got its ups and its downs, but, you know, it's just about responding and being able to come back the next day and work on what you did wrong.
How about you personally? How do you feel about how your camp's gone?
I think it's gone well, and that's a credit to Coach Callahan and the rest of the linemen. They're with new spots and different spots on the O-line, it always has an adjustment period. And, you know, credit to them for keeping me honest and keeping me working and continuing to point out what I have to get better at. And I'll do the same for them, and we work together like that.
From a confidence standpoint, what's the difference a year ago at this time in mid-August when you were really for the first time playing with the ones and going, and now here you are with a year of experience in Big Ten games under your belt and clearly, you know, a starter?
You know, I'd say there wasn't a big difference, but there's a pretty big difference in having the experience, and that comes with time. And you know, like I said, just a credit to Coach Callahan, because knowing what it takes and stuff like that, he also holds us all accountable and keeps us working, because we know how hard it is to win a game now. I think every single person that's in the one spot right now has started a game and has played a game. So we all know what it takes, and we know how hard it can be, and we continue to strive and work for those wins.
It's an interesting group up front. You have guys who probably can only be tackles. You have guys who probably can only be guards or centers. You're a guy that can maybe do any of the spots up there. So right now it looks like, at least for the time being, you found a home at left guard. How's that going?
It's going great. And Coach Callahan has made a point this offseason that a lot of people are going to be prepared to play a lot of different positions. So some guys that are playing, you'd think just play guard, could play guard and tackle. Some guys that are centers are now center guards. So it's either interior or exterior, but he practices us on both sides of the line with both staggers. And we just have to be ready for what can happen. And just in case if someone goes down, then we have to be ready for different positions. And I think we're all flexible enough to be able to move. So.
How hard is it to be good at both run blocking and then pass protection? I mean, there's obviously a different skill set there.
Yeah, it's very difficult. And, you know, as a lineman, everyone always points out what you did wrong, but it's a matter of continuing to work hard without having all the praise as other people. And it's really a big camaraderie thing. Like, to be good at both run blocking and pass blocking, you have to be together as an O-line. You have to be five guys working as one. And a lot of people might think one person missed a block, but then it might be the eyes of another teammate that messed you up. So it has to be everyone working together. So it's a matter of how together you are as a group.
And I know you're good at both, but I get a hunch. Tell me if I'm wrong. You can say that, but I get the hunch that the group of five up there right now really wants to run block, really wants to road grade people, open holes, move the line of scrimmage, right?
Yeah, we do like our running, but I'd say, and Coach Callie has said this, we've gotten a lot better at pass pro over the past couple months, and I think that's been a big improvement in our game. And, you know, like I said, we like to run the ball, but, I mean, now we can pass it too and get number two some yards also.
No doubt. All right, let me ask you to do a little scouting of the guys you're lining up against. Some new faces across the line of scrimmage from you at the defensive tackle spot. Mm-hmm. Kind of take me through what you're seeing and how good can that group be?
So during spring ball, they were doing well, and they had a good group, but they were still a little bit raw. But now through the seasons and through the off season and through all the captain's practice, they've grown a lot. And Coach Fleck has talked about it multiple times during camp, how practice, it's gone back and forth. It hasn't just been offense dominating or defense dominating. It's been a competition every single practice, whereas in the past it might have been one side dominating. And so when you have that competition every single practice, that helps both sides of the ball grow. And, I mean, a credit to the D-line, they've gotten a lot better, and they're a force to be reckoned with, I'd say.
Last one for you. As you just get ready for this season? How do you put your mind to work to, I want to get better from today to tomorrow, but do you also let your mind wander a little bit like, hey, this team can contend for a division title, this team can win a division title? How do you balance those two things?
So if we look too far into the future, then you kind of get lost in the present. So Coach Sirocco always tells us that the only thing that we can help with the future is what we're doing right now. So that kind of brings us back to the present. And like, if we're in the middle of practice and it's dying heat, sometimes you just gotta look at the guy next to you and give him a little reminder, like, hey, we're doing this for the future, but this is all we can control is right now, working hard right now. So I mean, it's just a matter of giving everything you got at every given moment. So
great to see you, and it won't be too long. We'll be under the lights at TCF Bank Stadium.
Thank you very much.